Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Well, we're tracking an upper-level disturbance that'll move in from the west today. Looks like we have enough humidity to trigger some showers and thunderstorms. Now, we had the similar setup on Monday, which failed to develop much. And a lot of that was due to very heavy rain and storms that blossomed over the southeastern Gulf and moved into the South Florida and sort of robbed us of our best moisture and upper-level support. And we had a lot of high and mid-level clouds, sort of limited the heating of the day. That doesn't look to be as much of a scenario this time around. So it looks like we have a better shot at some scattered showers and storms developing as we go through the day today. And we did get a few showers again to pop late yesterday and last evening. If you got underneath one of them, they were fairly heavy, but they were extremely localized, less than 10% of the area getting rain. But Nocatee managed the first rain of the month so far there, and a few other spots managed the same thing. So this afternoon, some scattered showers and storms. You get underneath one of these cells, and it produces some very heavy downpours, and keep an eye to the sky for some of that lightning, but other areas won't receive so much. And we'll continue to see that pattern through tomorrow and Friday. Tomorrow looks a little more widely scattered again before picking up some on Friday afternoon. When all is said and done, by the end of this week, at least half the area should have had at least some rain. So that's encouraging and helpful. Of course, we also had some more wildfires ignite yesterday. Flagler Estates, far southern St. John's County. We also had a wildfire in Clay County. So we have to use some extra care, and scattered lightning strikes without widespread rainfall can be unsettling and a big problem this time of year as we're at the peak of the wildfire season. And as we head into your holiday weekend, it continues to look like a hot start on Saturday, and we'll continue to see west winds, so that'll mean the heat gets all the way to the beaches with 90-plus degree air for a good part of the afternoon on Saturday. We'll also see a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms develop in the afternoon. But it does look like we have a wind shift by Sunday. Winds coming in off the Atlantic, and that allows for the temperatures to turn just a little bit cooler at the beaches, a little more tolerable. Now, it's still very warm, but it won't be as hot, with temperatures generally 80 to 85 during the afternoon, but perhaps even falling off several degrees by late in the day, thanks to that sea breeze. And it will also have a tendency to shift whatever few showers and thunderstorms develop Sunday afternoon, mainly inland, near and west of Interstate 95. So that is a little bit of a pattern change compared to the next few days as we head toward the end of the weekend, the holiday weekend, Sunday and on Memorial Day, as it looks right now. We'll continue to, of course, modify and track and monitor this situation and pattern as we head into that weekend that's going to be ever important, as important with everything we've gone through the last couple of months, social distancing, still practicing that, of course, but wanting to get out and about a little bit, no doubt, too, as well. And then finally in the tropics, the last National Hurricane Center official advisory on Arthur issued yesterday morning, as expected, becoming a post-tropical low-pressure area and continuing to weaken and dissipate. That'll be it for Arthur. And there's not anything else cooking over the tropics. We should manage to get to at least the start of the hurricane season officially, which is June 1, a week from Monday, before we see anything of much consequence anyway, at least develop over the tropics. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.